said he thought he gave you guys a little too much time off, maybe. Was it a challenge to get ready to play that quickly against a team you really didn't know much about, never heard of?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say it was a huge challenge, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to go out there and play, you know. And I feel like we definitely played a little on the lackadaisical side today and tried to just, you know, think it was going to be a cakewalk. And, you know, maybe for the first 2-3 minutes it was. But, you know, they're a great team and they competed well. But, you know, definitely showed, I think, you know, that we only had one day to prepare.
What was your mindset in the second half when you came off the bench? You got to start scoring.
I mean, just trying to attack. You know, I took a couple, two fadeaway shots in the first half. I think that kind of played into their hands. You know, they were double teaming. So I think, you know, when I got the ball in the second half, I was just trying to attack. You know, when my teammates found I was open. And, you know, if I wasn't open, just swing into the open man.
And you guys have the, I guess, trend of playing up or down the competition. How can y'all change that and just be consistent across the board?
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, really just falls into me and Marcus, just being leaders, having guys prepared. That's something we need to do better. It's something that we're still learning at, you know. But I think that'll definitely just come with more experience. But the biggest thing is just preparing and practice. And, you know, just listening to coach. You know, he told us it was going to be a scrappy team. They played, you know, at Kentucky, so this atmosphere wasn't really new to them.
And that second group is out there to start the second half. Mm-hmm. It seemed like every time, like, if Desmond made a block or Hicks made a good play, he'd turn and kind of yell at you guys a little bit. What was his message, or what point was he driving home to you guys?
I don't really know. I wasn't sure what he was saying. I was kind of far down the bench. But I think the biggest thing is just that, you know, we all, you know, we're a team. And, you know, we're capable of doing the things that they were capable of doing, you know. Not one person, you know, on our team, you know, is really just going to stand out. But, you know, for us on the defensive end specifically, you know, I think they held them scoreless the first 3.5 minutes. That's something that we didn't do, us being the starting five the whole entire game. So I think that's something that should motivate us.
When you're playing a relatively short team and Marcus Page ends up with 9 rebounds leading the team, how does that make you feel as a big man?
I mean, it's whatever. Props to Marcus. You know, he's a great rebounder. You know, a lot of long rebounds, especially with a team that shoots so many outside jump shots. So, yeah.